the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Doppel.
Hot shit Whiz Kids.
That we are. That we are.
This week on Pop Clips.
Yep, this is Pop Clips.
I'm gonna give a preview.
I miss that. All those sitcoms used to have usually like in the commercials, like during the week, you know, they have the preview of what's gonna happen.
They're on a very special family ties. Alex B. Keaton has an abortion.
I'm not ready for a kid, Mallory.
Valerie?
Yeah, he's talking to his sister.
Oh, I thought she was pregnant.
No. Although I remember the episode where she was going to lose her virginity, and she talked to Alex about it.
Alex lost her virginity, because I remember...
Maybe Alex lost his virginity.
Maybe it's something, again, that I just made up, but I remember as a kid, he slept with somebody, and they just said he slept with somebody, and I was like, oh.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Okay, go to sleep, man. What the fuck?
I have sleepovers, never with a girl, but still.
I fuck plenty of dudes. Come on.
All right, we're going to start off again with Kimberly.
Love her.
The saga continues. Last week, we...
last time we met with her.
We need someone to go, previously on Kimberly.
Previously on Kimberly.
She left her home. She was living with some friend, and her mom was teaching her all these life skills.
She was about to get a job at BJ's Wholesale Store.
Yeah, yeah. What happened now?
This one's titled, I'm Back Home.
Well, I'm back home. Aww. And I'll explain that. Yesterday...
I can't wait.
I wanted to get my clothes because, like, a week ago, my dad was like, oh, you're never gonna get your clothes. I was staying at my
friend Ryan's
house. Your
naked titties are gonna be out there for everyone to see.
There. Because, like, I had nowhere to go. My dad literally kicked me out because he shut my phone off and he was like...
He shut her phone
off. If you hate us that much, you can move out or something like that. But he said he never kicked me out, but he did.
You know what? It sounds like she's lying, because in her last video, she had her phone, and she was waiting for a phone call, so her phone was not shut off.
No, she said he was about to shut it off.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what she said. She says, he can't shut off, because I gotta hear from that lady, I want to start my training. That's what she said. And by the way, I think she lost her brush, because her hair is a wreck.
Yeah. You can never really trust what she says, because her perceptions are so off.
Said if I like kept if I kept being there at Brian's house, because they didn't really know them, but now my parents know them now.
Okay.
But before, like, they didn't know him.
When a week they got to know him.
Look, we had to sit down, you know. So yeah, we kind of hashed it out.
Hey, listen, my daughter's a little retarded, so you gotta, you know, don't give her, but don't put shit in her head, okay?
You know she can't handle a fuck. You listen, she's been in your home for a couple days. You understand now, right? Right. I'm sure they kind of like, I gotcha. We'll send her home. I didn't know. I mean, I only talked to her a couple times. I thought she was normal.
Said that the cops told my parents that they could get the state hospital on me and get me, like, take me away and get me evaluated. Isn't that stupid? I'm 22. I don't deserve this.
Is that true, though?
Yeah, I was supposed
to. Or is that just something her parents said? Like, I talked to the police.
We know Kimberly pretty well, and I don't see... They're not sending her home. She's not... She's
slow.
She's too advanced for that.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing really... I mean...
It's really hard to be put in a state home.
I think her parents just make up a lot of shit.
They do. It's like when you're a little kid and your parents tell you, you know, you're going to take you to whatever, you know, the local orphanage. Every town has their own...
Yeah. Around here, it's Father Baker.
Their own urban legend. And it's like... It's not true. You can't. There's nowhere to. You can't take people anywhere.
Well, actually, you can. I mean, you can. In some states, you could take your kid to like the fucking firehouse until they're 13.
She's 22, Mark.
What if they lied to her and say, "Listen, up until you're 30, we can take you there. Okay, just drop you
off."
Yeah,
they keep telling her that they have guardianship over her. I guarantee they don't.
They just keep throwing that around. Now they said they went to the police, and if you don't come home, we're just going to fucking send you away to a hospital.
It's not that easy to get guardianship over an adult. You have to go to court and prove that they can't take care of themselves. Like, they'd literally, die within days if they were by themselves.
What if they had guardianship over her, years ago, and does it last forever? Well, what if it's just been, they got it, a long time ago?
I think
that has to
be revisited. I don't think it's forever.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
And I don't think they'd ever get it, because she's just not...
No, I know.
She's a normal person.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Program lady today, but I lied to her, and I lied to my parents. I said I puked. I don't feel like seeing her today. I'm still going to have my job, so... Yeah.
You know what? She knows her parents watch this, so now she gets to fess up to that lie.
So Joanne's still going to help me. Joanne is the lady that, let me stay at her house for, a week. I'm mad that I'm still here now. I'm back here.
By the way, if she does get that job, that guarantees that they can't get guardianship over her. You can't get guardianship over someone who can hold their own job.
Yeah, I know, but she won't be able to keep a job.
Still.
There's no fuck. Come on.
Yesterday, me and my friends.
It's my friends and I.
Police to try to get my stuff, because when I asked my dad if I can have my clothes, he was just like, "Can I have the phone?" And I'm like, "I don't have it with me right now." And he was like, "Well, I'm not gonna give you your stuff," so we called the police.
With what phone? And you said you didn't have it.
The police said we can go to district court or something. And then, Joanne said she thinks me and my parents have communication problems. She thinks I'm not getting abused. But I still think it was verbal and mental. Because, their words, born retarded. They called me born retarded. The day I was at Joanne's house, the cops came because,
I know.
Joanne and Jury and my parents were fighting them, but now they get along, but...
Jury...
Who's jury?
When the cops
judge,
there,
jury,
like,
and executioner.
My sister said that, I think my dad said, they're keeping a mentally disabled girl there. I'm not mentally disabled. All I have is a small learning disability, which is comprehension, and my diagnosis is intellectual disability.
Oh, man, I love when she says it.
Stupid and retarded. And
I mean, we are stupid.
And I'm still going to try to write a book.
I mean, you try.
My friend is gonna help me brainstorm and write it and try to get it published, and that's what I'm gonna still do that.
I mean, she could, because anyone could these days. Anyone could fucking publish a book. It's all this online shit. It's not real though.
Fighting, but they kind of kept bringing up the past a lot. But I'm telling you, I don't want to deal with their fights anymore. Because
I'm telling you though,
end up like
her friend Jillian did see how fucking dumb she is. Yeah. That's how they made the peace with her parents. At first, the parents were like, "Hey, this kid, she's fucking dumb. She can't handle this shit." And I'm sure Jillian was like defending her. "Hey, leave her alone." A week after her living there, she was like, "We got it. Okay. We understand."
Well, I'm gonna be sexist for a second. She's got a nice, for a retarded person, she has a nice perky set of breasts.
I mean, in some angle, she's attractive. I mean, listen, she's just fucking...
She's a fixer-upper.
She's just dumb. I mean, with some help, she could be fine. She could live a normal life with some help.
Her parents should just set her free. No. Let her live on her own. Get her an apartment somewhere. Can get money from the state. Let her live in an apartment. Let her live on her own. And, and then just... There. Why are they making her miserable by trapping her in a room all day?
That's too extreme.
People, dude, come on. People that are with Down syndrome have their own apartments.
I understand.
So she can do it. There's places that have apartments for the disabled. That's where they live. They're all disabled.
No, I understand. That's what I'm saying. Let her go with help. She needs some
kind
of supervision.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Send her to one of those places. Let her
No, okay.
Own.
Well, you just said set her free.
But
just go
is,
whatever.
I don't think she's bad enough off to even get into one of those places. I don't think they'd let her.
You know what? Let her...
She would have had to have been declared...
No, I gotcha.
She would have to have been declared...
some kind of... some disability or something.
Yeah, at a young age, before she
you
was
You know
18.
What, though? She got her job. Let her get a place of her own. And so what? Her parents could fucking visit her every other day. Hey, how you doing? And kind of just check things out on the sly. Make sure she's not burning the fucking place down. Make sure she's, eating and, you know, taking care of herself.
If she can run a computer the way she does, I think she can handle that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently it's never going to happen, so.
Could you post videos to YouTube?
I'm sure I could figure it out. I'd go on YouTube and put up, how do I post videos to YouTube?
Here's her new song. It's an original for once. Right. I never gave up on my dream.
It's pretty good. Like it.
People being murdered?
At first it did sound like someone screaming.
Where'd she get her tracks from?
More music she stole. I mean, she wrote lyrics. She can't say she made the song.
You're now listening to Dance in a Vanguard Productions.
What? What the fuck was that? That wasn't her.
I never gave up on my dream. Music was always there for me. I sang in front of a lot of people.
This next lyric's great.
I've been on YouTube since 2008. I was always told you suck.
You don't have a... Yeah.
And you'll never become famous.
So far, they're right, though, right?
I still kept going.
Man, this song is very... What's the word? Fucking horrible?
There's a chorus, Mark. Might be catchy.
Don't listen to the hate.
Yeah, if someone doesn't like you, they're a fucking hater.
Jealous of what?
Yeah, I know. No one's allowed a fucking opinion. If their opinion's negative, it's invalid. Automatically, it's invalid. You're just a hater. Just a hater. Ignore them. Just a hater. Shut up, dummy. She's pissing me off now. Oh yeah, she persevered.
Wow. All the stuff happening this week is in her song.
I know.
I was strong.
I fucking... She's pissing me off now. How dumb she is.
Bring you down. Just remember one thing.
That you're an idiot.
They are just jealous.
Again.
Don't listen.
What do you have that we're jealous of? The ability not to sing?
I don't know. Speaking of, all right.
You could post a fucking video on YouTube? 8 billion people do.
The other day I went to a concert. Nikki Hill, who's like an up and coming rock and roll girl. Pretty good.
Oh, the rock and roller.
Pretty okay. Good. I met her off the show, bought her a CD, blah, blah, blah.
You bought her a CD?
Bought her a CD.
You're pretty good. Listen to these guys.
You see, it's Nikki Hill. She's pretty good. Here, Nikki. This is Nikki Hill. She's pretty good. Anyways, for some reason, they had some weird opening act where it was like this 40-year-old woman.
Was she a virgin?
Laura Aisha. Singing. She had her iPod on stage, and she was playing, singing over tracks. No one was really paying attention to her except for like 12 of her friends who were celebrating her birthday. Anyways,
she had to have been friends with whoever like ran the venue or something.
I guess so. Blew them, I don't know. So this is a vlog she posted about about 2 years ago to give you a taste of her, and then we'll play a couple of her songs.
Greetings, blessings in love. It's Miss Laura Aisha Hagel. I am here. It is March
Hagel?
27th. It is
sometimes
spring,
I do those Hagel exercises.
I
tighten up my vagina.
Had this awesome channeling experience where I allowed a song to come through me and a message about how I
did
choose.
Did a ghost
I
tell
choose,
you this song?
I choose to be.
Because then you know
the
what? Don't claim credit for that song if a ghost
me.
Fucking
it
wrote
real.
It.
You missed it.
I choose to be the love light energy that resides in.
What is a love light energy?
Some shit she made up.
These people say words that make nothing. No
I know,
sense. It's
no,
nothing.
The thing is, she's spiritual. She's trying to sound spiritual. So she just says a bunch of fucking nonsense. And all of her fucking hippie friends are all nodding their heads. Like, yeah, you're right. That's it. That's
yes,
it, girl.
Laura, you're making a good point.
Me, wow, it wow, is real. Yeah. It is true. It is.
Yeah, it is.
I
it
am.
Is.
I am free. I am freedom. I am all the love light energy in me.
I feel the love light energy.
And what is so powerful about this day is that 7 years ago, at this time, I had a very intense experience in life, and my heart was broken open. And it was one of those...
Sounds pretty bloody.
You know, breakdowns to uplift.
I could imagine her having a breakdown because she sounds like a fucking crazy person.
It's like...
You know what's sad? When I was at the concert, she goes, and my daughter was about to graduate is here. And some teenage girl came in. I was like, I feel so bad for you. Your life...
Oh my God.
You know she just laughs at her mom. Like,
does she? Or is she nuts because she was raised by a nut?
She seemed like...
She didn't even
she was like dancing and like carrying on. I think she was like, you know, she just thinks it's ridiculous.
I hope
like,
so.
Like my mom thinks she's 40 years old. No one knows what she is, but she's, you know, trying to be a performer all of a sudden.
I mean, I hope that she didn't ruin that kid and that she just kind of, you know, kind of takes it with a grain of salt. I mean, that would be best case scenario. Worst case, you know, her daughter's a crazy person too, because you were raised by a crazy person.
Well, as you know, I'm good at reading people, and she didn't seem crazy.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, well, you know what? Don't take our word for it. Here's some of her music. This is a song that she did sing at the concert I went to.
Blessings in love, worldwide family. This is Miss Laura Aisha, and I am so blessed and honored to share a song that came through me several years ago while I was
came
in a writing session.
Yeah,
with
I know, these
Corey.
Ghost songs.
And it's a song called We Stand Strong. It was inspired by a conflict that was happening at that time between Israel and Palestine.
Wait a minute.
I want to...
Israel and Palestine ended? Like, they're peace, it's peacetime?
Well, back then they were having a conflict. Oh. Now, yeah, I mean, the water under the bridge.
Good.
Big up and
good
bless up all of the refugees.
I bet they heard the song. That's what did it. That was a clincher.
And let you know that I am taking a stand for world peace.
I'm going to
peace
kill you.
In
that's
lifetime.
It.
And then they heard the song. It was like,
we
you
got
know
to
what?
End this war because Laura Aisha said so.
Did you hear Laura Aisha? Did you hear her today?
She's taking a stand.
I'm glad
she did.
I
believe it. I see it. I trust it. I know it. And this is my song for you.
Tell me what you know.
March with me, march with me, march with me. Displaced people supposed to be on the run from their home.
Who's better, her or Kimberly?
Which has been taken from them.
Kimberly should feel really good about herself because Kimberly is actually a hell of a lot better than her.
But this girl is like, she's attractive, so I think she swindles a lot of weird look, you know, weird dudes to like
probably.
Her and stuff.
She probably, you know, flirts and stuff, and she's able to, you know, make something happen. Because there's no reason why she should be opening for anyone. Like, how the fuck did that happen?
So tell me, where do we go from here?
Her and her hippie bullshit. And all this fucking energy.
But we stand tall, we stand strong, we'll carry on.
Man, this is shit.
I like it's like clips of Palestine and Israel, and then her standing in a dark room.
And she's like bobbing her head, kind
her
of
own,
like.
Her own shitty music.
Yeah, her, you know, in between the videos of the Middle East, it's her bobbing her head.
Let's see her and Kimmy duet.
You know what? I don't need that duo.
Why not?
I can only take so much. It actually kind of makes it better. Right? It really does. It's a good mashup. Now I'm actually liking it. Yeah. Much better, much better. Have you noticed how many fucking insane people there are on the planet?
stuff to me. Oh,
it's fucking outrageous how many crazy people there are. And I don't even fucking get it.
Here's another taste of her song, just in case that one didn't win you over.
Hey, yo.
Is it a shaman medicine man in the background?
Ready to receive anal, Mark? This song came out of me because... Everything's coming out of her.
Everything's coming into her and coming out of her.
Like pus. So get on your feet. Like a festering boil. Right, run the track, Miss Electa. It sounds like keyboard demo music. Get up right now. Get out. See, this is my new alarm. The world is
calling you to leave your greatest legacy. What are they calling you, an asshole?
Get up, get up, get up. Says on our website, inspire your brilliance, uplift your experience, empower your life. Laura Aisha.
Man, I am a big fan of bullshit.
Good thing about this girl is she's local, though, dude, so we can go see her.
Yeah, yeah. So we could go see, like, you know, her eight friends clapping, and that's about it, and it'll be us laughing.
Speaking of crazy people, there's people on this earth or this country who believe that the military sprays chemtrails out of commercial jets to poison the populace or to change the weather. Either way.
Yeah, so you know when you see the jet kind of trails, like it's flying by and you see the fucking smoke.
Condensation from the steam, you know, whatever, from the
jet. I mean, it's jet propulsion. Jet fuel, so I mean, it is a chemical.
It's not chemical, it's condensation.
I'm sure there's some kind of vapor. It's jet fuel. I'm sure there's something,
the
but
point
I mean,
is, it's not what they say it is.
Yeah. And you know what? If we have the technology to fucking change the weather, fucking
this
good.
This is the WeAreChange.org, and I'm here with Kristen Megan, who's actually a U.S. military whistleblower. She has an amazing
whistleblower story
that we will share with you here today. Now, Kristen, can you tell us what branch of the military you were in and what you uncovered?
Sure.
Well, I wasn't actually in the military, Dave.
I was in the Air Force on active duty for 9 years.
The thing is, how do we know this?
Environmental engineering.
Why? Just because she said she was in the military?
She had a
military?
Weird necklace that looks like a necktie.
And
yeah,
now, I know the issue came up with chemtrails. I know that's an extremely controversial issue.
Is it? I haven't heard of this till today.
Extremely divided on this issue. But you actually saw things from your experience.
I saw things.
That kind of give it a little bit more validity.
Validity.
There you go, buddy.
Than I actually saw ever before. Can you go into the details of exactly what
you
saw?
No, I cannot.
Yeah, basically to summarize it, part of my job was to know everything that was going on in the military and what that might,
everything,
what type
wait,
of impact.
Part
that
of her job
health,
was to know everything that was going on in the military.
Using,
so she was having like sit down meetings with the director
so
of the CIA.
The internal, compliance people for following
everything had, that was going on in the military, that was her job to know.
And if she
any, that sounds likely.
If she had any level of whatchamacallit?
Clearance,
she would not be able to talk about it. She'd be arrested.
She is a fucking liar. Either she was never even in the military, or if she was, she was fucking drummed out on her ass.
EPA standards. One part of that process was to approve chemicals.
And where the fuck
materials
are they recording,
you know,
this? Because there's
using,
a lot of background chatter.
Where's it being used and tracking at disposal. After it being brought to my attention,
so this dude carries around a mic and a camera.
You know what happens? Probably at his house, she started yapping. He's like, "Oh, hold on, let me go get my microphone. We'll do an interview," because he likes crazy people.
Engineering, I used to think it was crazy. It actually was disrespectful to my line of work because here we are trying to prevent environmental aspects and impacts and not have anybody get sick from our operations. But in an attempt to debunk, it changed my life. I started noticing things. I started noticing large quantities on the system where I would approve chemicals that did not have a manufacturer name, wasn't tied to a building, and that was normal protocol. When I started asking questions, I slowly became demonized.
I'm a demon now.
A couple years passed after that.
It turned me into a fucking
again,
demon.
People realized I was kind of being more vocal about it on social media. I was starting to be thrown into a mental institution and have my daughter taken away.
Or maybe
life.
You are
I
crazy.
I no longer view the military the same way. And I feel like after 9 years of trying to uphold an oath, I'm able to do that now.
And
I don't know. So is someone threatened to throw you in a mental chemicals. Institution? I mean,
where's the connection with the chemtrails?
Do you think there's a chance you might
be
a crazy person?
The connection is, at first, when I saw these large quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium oxides and sulfates, I thought, well, this could be for an industrialized process, for something called shot peening or, you know, bead blasting, things that you see in kind of the automotive industry.
That's one of my sex moves, the bead blast.
Except those were already accounted for.
Don't ask for the details, though.
I already knew
how much
was used for
pending.
Those processes. It was a little type of different constituent. And
what?
The first thing I did, part of my job was to sample air, soil, and water. So that's what I did. I air sampled the soil, the air, and the water. And due to my profession, I know at which levels or limits of detection you need to check that at. And the amount of
crazy lady,
that was
whatever.
In my area.
And the funny thing is, so many, if you look at the YouTube comments on here, most of the people are believing her.
Oh, I'm sure they are, because there's other crazy people listening. So they're like, oh, I know, she's right. Yeah, because you know what? My cousin, he's a military whistleblower too, and he said the same thing. Okay, and they were gonna throw him in a mental institution, okay? Okay? Everyone can shut the fuck up. Everyone's fucking nuts.
Last week on Pop Clips, we played Shia LaBeouf giving a motivational speech. Well, the internet's gone haywire, and because he was in front of a green screen.
Someone who's not crazy.
Because he was in front of a green screen, they've merged him with a million different videos.
He's a true inspiration.
One of them was a metal motivation.
No, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Just do it. Do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
LaBeouf is fucking rocking.
Your dreams come true. Just do it.
I like that.
Why, in the metal video he was in, there's like guys in a like an abandoned warehouse. Why do they always metal fans have to be in there?
Well, people don't appreciate the loud noise.
That's
and if you don't
that's
have
good
a
that's a good reason.
Yeah, if you don't have a studio to do shit in, like fuck it, we're just going to this warehouse. No one's around. No one's gonna complain.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Next up, we have an Asian fellow who decided to put some fire ants in his trunks, his swim trunks, his Speedo, and the results were not too good for him.
Let's hear.
On a go, soka.
All right, gonna shake him in. Here we go.
We now what?
Oh man, this dude's a fucking pussy. You know what I do? I take a funnel, stick it up my urethra, and just pour that shit in. Have at it, boys. Let's see what you got. Listen to this guy, little bitch. Fucking, I'm ashamed for him.
Now he's nude. He's totally nude in the street.
You know what the problem is? Asian men are known for their tiny penises.
It looked like he had a tiny penis.
So, you know those ants are covering every square inch of his cock right now. And there was only like 3 ants.
That's good.
Yeah, fucking pussy.
It'd be funny if they didn't even put ants in there and it was all like some kind of like mental experiment.
Like they drugged him?
No, okay. Mark, have you ever suffered from anxiety attacks or anxiety at all in your life?
In my life, sure.
Well, you probably wondered, like, what's the answer? How do I, if I start to feel anxiety, what do I do?
Like you're having a panic attack?
Yeah, if you're having a panic attack, what
okay.
do you do?
All right.
Well, they have the answers here on this.
One time in my, what I've learned is that, I mean, you have people who just are, kind of have that shit. They have, like, a disorder, and they just have panic attacks all the time. But just normal people, like, odds are you will have at least one panic attack in your life. And I think I did have one in my life.
I had one.
Yeah, like one time I had it, you know, and I wasn't sure what it was, but then later on I
feel like dizzy and almost faint.
No, for me it was kind of just sweaty and I couldn't really breathe that well. It's like I couldn't make my chest hurt and
did someone trap you in like a box or something?
No, my chest hurt and I couldn't take a complete breath. Like, I couldn't go all the, you know, like a deep breath. I could only take shallow breaths. That was mine.
You were with me when I had my only panic attack.
Well, it was because of me. I was freaking you out.
No, we were talking to the girl I didn't say hi to. And
yeah, you were trying to talk to a girl and you had a panic attack.
I did. Everything started getting really distant. I thought I was going to pass out. I had to go sit down.
Well, let's hear the solution because I didn't know the solution back then. I wish I did.
Yeah, this is what I should have done when I was with that girl.
Okay.
The thing that worries me is, what if I have an anxiety attack in the exam itself? You just say stop.
Well, that's helped me a lot. It's good to know there are people you can turn to.
Oh, shit. I think I have a good panic attack. Stop.
Woo. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Good thing. I'm not a VCR. I'm a human being. Just saying stop doesn't really kind of solve anything.
Show favorite Taylor Swift is a hit maker, as we all know. And
I don't know how, but apparently she is.
Somebody.
Some of her songs are kind of catchy, but.
Put two of her songs together with We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together and Bad Blood, which is her newest single. And they put them together and they sound perfect together.
I haven't heard the new one.
They should just manage all her songs at once and save me some time. But really, though, I've decided that I like Taylor Swift.
Really?
You know, not as a person. I don't know anything about her as a person, but I mean her musically.
I mean musically, she's all right. I don't like her face.
Well, I'm not talking about... She's good enough. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of her face.
I wouldn't turn her down, I guess.
I'm allowed an opinion.
Mark, this is Taylor Swift. Would you like to go out with me?
Yeah, fine, whatever. I still don't like your face.
You're so mean to women.
There's plenty... I mean to anyone. Dudes are gross, too. Because you have a negative opinion about a woman. You're an anti-woman. No, look at that fat
fuck. You're saying Taylor Swift is ugly.
Not ugly. I'm just not a fan of her. She kind of has a rat face. I don't know.
She's too skinny for my taste, but...
Yeah. Oh, you hate women. Too skinny. What's the matter with
She's
you?
She's attractive.
Why do you hate women?
I didn't say it angrily like you. I don't like her fucking face. She's a piece of shit.
You just said it right now. How dare you?
Anyways, here's the two songs.
Cause baby, up. Now we got bad blood. You know we used to be mad love.
This is the new one?
Yeah.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! I remember when we broke up the first time.
Now this is the other song. Yeah, it sounds perfect together.
Like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What did you have to hit me where I'm weak, baby? I couldn't.
I think this is the new song again.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't even fucking tell. It's so seamless.
Yeah, it's the same like pacing and rhythm, like vocally.
Yeah, because she's a fucking one-trick pony. Well, that's what her dumb fans like. Listen, I like that one song you sang, so just keep singing that same fucking one over and over again. And it's pretty much what she's doing. Yeah. Same fucking song. That's cool, I guess. Yeah, alright.
I'm really gonna miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine. Did you think it?
Yeah, okay.
This is the other song. Perfect.
You say you like her, huh?
I think her music's catchy. I was thinking of getting her album. It's not available on Spotify, so I'd have to actually purchase it.
You're gonna go to the store and buy a Taylor Swift album?
Oh yes. With my 12-year-old girlfriend.
All right, dude. I mean, if that's what you want to do, I don't know. I guess. I mean, some of her shit is catchy, but you know, there's more to life. You know, I'm a music fan. There's more to music than just, you know, catchy pop hits, okay? Like, I delve into the fucking music.
Whatever.
Music's in my soul. I feel it in my heart.
The funny thing is, the only person who's selling records right now is Taylor Swift.
Like, yeah, I know.
Else, she's, like, selling a million albums and no one else can even get close to that.
Yeah, because everyone's a fucking idiot. You know that.
I mean, it's
all these
music.
Fucking... Yeah, they love it. All these fucking kids. All these dumbass kids. They love this shit.
It's fine. It's not bad. I mean, I don't know how it's gonna sound in 20 years if people are gonna still be. Is it gonna be just some like nostalgic thing, like listening to, you know, whatever? Or
yeah, because everyone still listens to fucking Menudo from 1983.
I don't think anyone ever listened to Menudo in the United States.
It was pretty popular.
Anyway, today's song of the week comes from the '60s by a band or a group called Zager and Evans.
Called what?
Zager and Evans. Oh. And they predicted.
But you threw out the N-word.
I've always had a fascination with this song because they predicted the future.
Is it a song about robots?
In the year 2525.
Oh, they didn't predict the future? Doesn't happen yet.
You know what I like about this song? These guys are smart. Because a lot of people back in the '60s, when they did a futuristic thing, like the Jetsons and all that shit, like, the year 2000.
I know. Jetsons like happened like 1985 or
that's
something.
That's fucking 35 years from now, assholes. It's not that far.
Yeah.
But next thing you know, the future 20 years ago. Come on. 25-25 is 500 years in the future.
I know.
From now,
that,
so.
That was smart. Yeah. Now, you know what? There was a show on the Sci-Fi Channel, and the title of it was based on this song. And possibly this song might have been part of, like, the theme song. It was about some stripper that was cryogenically frozen, and she woke up in the far-off future.
Sounds good.
It was. I mean, it wasn't like a good show, but it's kind of fun. It was all like, you know, chick powered. Like there weren't really many dudes in it. It was all, you know, hot chicks fighting and doing shit.
See, this guy's prediction's a little off because he didn't hear about Moore's law, whatever it is, where technology every 5 years doubles.
Isn't it every 10?
Is it every 10?
I think it's every 10.
Like he's talking about machines 500 years from now, or no, 5,000 years from now. Sorry, he's in 55.
Yeah, he's really moving along.
In the year 65.
That's you. That's not him.
Oh,
see?
That,
fucked up.
7510. That's funny. Would people still be, like, predicting Jesus' return, like, 6,000 years from now? Like, come on already, man.
You know what? I hope by then. No, you know what?
There'll be a new religion.
There'll be a new religion. Christianity will be nothing more than...
I thought you were going to say Christianity will be everyone's god. Christianity.
Good one. Christianity. Christianity. That's what we believe. No, you know what? In Christianity...
Some people are saying, Jesus Christ, man. Christianity, man.
It'll be nothing but the same thing as, like, people look at Zeus and Thor. There's going to be movies about Jesus coming down and kicking ass, just like Thor and the fucking Avengers. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a nothing. It's a, okay, there's Odin, him and his one eye. There's going to be some new shit. Or maybe science will rule, and there won't be a religion. Or there's
maybe
some different ideas.
Maybe the religion will be the Hotshot Whiz Kids.
Exactly.
HotshotWizKids.com.
Yeah, HotshotWizKids.com, the new religion, sweeping the nation.
See ya. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Oh, oh. In the year.